Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you that you died on the cross because we needed it. There's no forgiveness without it. And Father, as we come to this special Sunday, this Palm Sunday, Father, we just want to recognize the sacrifice, the pain and agony that you had to go through for our forgiveness. Father, we do thank you that while you were on the cross, you were thinking about us. We thank you, we bless you. In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Scripture verse for that is in Matthew. It's the 21st chapter. Jesus is about to go into Jerusalem. And he's talking to his disciples, starting in Matthew, the 21st chapter, verse 1. Now when they drew near to Jerusalem and came to Bethpage, to the Mount of Olives, then Jesus sent two disciples, saying to them, "Go into the village in front of you, and immediately you will find a donkey tied and a colt with her. Untie them and bring them to me. If anyone says anything to you, you shall say, 'The Lord needs them,' and he will send them at once." This took place to fulfill what was spoken by the prophet, saying, "Say to the daughter of Zion, behold, your king is coming to you humbly and mounted on a donkey, on a colt, the foal of the beast of burden." The disciples went and did as Jesus had directed them. They brought the donkey and the colt and put them on their cloaks, and he sat on them. Most of the crowd spread their cloaks on the road, and others cut branches from the trees and spread them on the road. And the crowd that went before him and they followed him shouting, "Hosanna to the Son of David. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna is the highest." And when he entered Jerusalem, the whole city was stirred up, saying, "Who is this?" And the crowd said, "This is the prophet Jesus from Nazareth of Galilee." What a beautiful scene this was. As Jesus is coming into Jerusalem, the people are shouting and they're spreading palm trees branches across the road and throwing their cloaks across the road to honor Jesus. They're shouting Hosanna to Jesus as he comes into the city. But we know that how things change so quickly here. We see the whole story here. We've read this story many times. When we talk about Easter, we talk about Palm Sunday, how everybody was so quickly to accept Jesus, and how quickly they turned. In this story here, it's a very dramatic time in Jesus' life here. During this week, an innocent man is going to be murdered. And what's even more shocking about this week is that God is involved in the murder plot. See, God knew exactly what was going to happen, and he doesn't do anything about it. Nothing. We remember back in the Old Testament, it was shocking enough for us back then when Abraham was told by God to take Isaac out, his only son, and take his life and burn his body on a makeshift altar. But here, once again, God is saying that here another only son is to be murdered. But this time, the only son is that Son of God. Mm-hmm. How can a loving God do this? You know, I can remind you about in the story of Abraham and Isaac that God provided a ram to be sacrificed in the place of Isaac at the last minute.
Amen.
Saving him from his father's knife. And instead of talking about the death of Jesus, you know, we could just skip right over Good Friday. We could talk about how it started on Palm Sunday and ended on Easter Sunday. The problem is, you can't not, if you're going to be involved with Jesus, if Christianity is really what it says it is, you cannot not think about what happened this week. We can't just move from one celebration to another. We could try to make ourselves feel better about this and talk about Palm Sunday and Easter Sunday and try to convince you that the things that happened this week really weren't all that bad. I can remind you that just like God provided a ram to save Isaac, I can remind you on Easter Sunday, God provided an empty tomb. And we can just look the other way. We can pretend that this messy stuff in between just didn't happen. We never talk about it. It's like so much of the pain and suffering that we go through each day, we just put on a happy face and cover it up and not talk about it. But let me tell you this, you can't get from Palm Sunday to Easter Sunday without going through Good Friday. There couldn't be a resurrection if Jesus didn't die.
That's right.
So we have to talk about the pain this morning. This afternoon. We have to talk about how the crowd was so excited about seeing Jesus. And when they realized that this wasn't the kind of Messiah they were looking for, They turned within a week. Within just this short period of time, they were shouting Hosanna to shouting kill him. That kind of ought to be familiar to us. Because let me ask you this. How many times have we given thanks because our prayers have been answered? But then how quickly our mood can change when the things that we have prayed for, we become angry and resentment because the things that we prayed for, the things we expected, were not delivered. The New Testament is all about the birth of Christ, the death of Christ, the resurrection of Christ. You can't ignore the death of Christ. Jesus didn't ignore his death. You know, it was an important topic that Jesus would talk about. It's not something he wanted to talk about. Jesus didn't like to talk about death. When he talked about life, Jesus says that life should be abundant life. Amen. But he also knew that he needed to explain to his disciples what was about to happen. And so Jesus, when he would talk to his disciples about death, he would pull them aside and he would talk to them and explain to them. But it had to be hard for Jesus to talk about death, especially his death, you know. But he had to know that his disciples understood what was coming. Death is hard to talk about.
Yes.
It is. As a pastor, when I visit people who have a terminal illness or they're advancing in age and their body is just shutting down, and things, you know, you can see the progression. Even from when I was a small kid, I got to experience death from people who were close to me. I remember my grandmother, visiting her in my hospital. This is my dad's mom. And how the doctor said that she just only had a few days to live. And when I was there with her, I don't know why it was just me and her in the room, but I didn't want to talk about death. I want, you know, you want to just tell them how much you love them and talk about the good things, you know. You don't want to talk about death. Death is a morbid subject. I went through that with my parents and my other grandmother. I remember one time, we went to the hospital, me and Kimmy went to the hospital to see Mike accidentally. He had cancer, there wasn't anything they could do. We were at the hospital, and I think he actually wanted to talk about it. But we wanted to talk about how much we loved him and cared about him, And it got to the point where we did talk about death. Death is a tough subject to talk about. Mm-hmm. And so many times when I go to see somebody or with somebody who I know that they're passing away, I usually just don't bring it up. Such a morbid I don't want to spoil the moment of the visit. I want to talk to them and tell them, you know, how much they're loved and cared about. Now, if it's somebody that I know that has not accepted Jesus Christ, you cannot not talk about it. You cannot look yourself in the eye and know that this person is passing away without a chance to witness to this person. But this person that you cared so much about, you know that where they're going, where they're heading. Sometimes we just don't want to talk about that because it just kind of brings the mood down. But it's important. And it was important for Jesus to talk about his death. And we have to talk about it too. We have to be able in this church to talk about the death of Christ. Amen. We can't just go from Palm Sunday to Easter Sunday. This is the week that we need to talk about the things that Christ is going to go through this week, over 2,000 years ago. But we need to understand what he went through. It should mean something to you this week when you're living your everyday life. You need to understand what this week means.
Amen. Thank the Lord.
So today we're going to talk about death. We're going to talk about the things that Jesus had to go through. And it offends some people. I'm telling you, there are some people that don't want to come to church on this Sunday because they don't want to talk about what happened this week. They want to wait till next Sunday when we can celebrate the resurrection. But as I said before, there is no resurrection without this week.
Amen.
Amen.
Too many people seem to be looking for a risk-free, a cost-free, a painless, blood-free faith. It's like an ouchless band-aid. They want an ouchless faith. There is no such thing. If your faith is based on Jesus Christ, part of what your faith is based on is what he did this week.
That's right.
We have to speak about the death of Christ. There are so many people who say, if God loves us so much and God is all powerful, why couldn't God just speak it like he did at creation when he said, let there be light, and poof, there was light? Why couldn't God just say, here's forgiveness? Yeah. Why does Jesus have to die? Right.
To be an example.
The only way that I can try to answer this question is with an example, maybe, of a human relationship. Suppose a husband had been unfaithful to his wife. And he goes to his wife and he admits to her what had happened. He feels so bad about what had happened. He promises never to do it again if she'll just forgive him. And when the confession and apology had been finished, what if the wife had said, oh, that's okay, don't worry about it. Happens all the time. It's no big deal. Let's just forget about it. What, you know what his wife is really saying to him? You don't matter to me. I'm not going to lose any sleep over something that you do. It's not that I care that much about you. You're not important enough for me to be concerned over that. If the wife had said that to the husband, do you think the husband would feel like he'd been forgiven?
Nope.
No. Can't just say words. There has to be some action.
Amen.
Maybe the wife reaching out and taking his hand and holding him in his arms and both of them crying together. It would be costly for her, wouldn't it? She would have to give up on some things. She'd have to give up her anger and her resentment of being betrayed by someone who loved her. That's what forgiveness is about. It's an action. It's,
amen.
It's not just words.
Amen.
The only way you could describe that action would be what this woman did was an act of mercy, an act of unconditional love, an act of grace. But that's what it would have to take to demonstrate that she was willing to forgive her husband. God just saying, okay, you're forgiven again. We wouldn't feel that forgiveness. It would just be words to us. God showed his love for us.
Amen. Thank you, Lord.
By Calvary, by the cross, about his son dying on that cross. Listen, you can't get from Palm Sunday to Easter Sunday unless you walk through the graveyard in the dark. The only road from Palm Sunday to Easter Sunday runs right through the middle of Good Friday.
Mm-hmm.
And that cross, and the fact that Jesus died on that cross.
Mm-hmm.
There's no way around it. It's going to hurt to see him hanging on that cross, knowing that the agony that he's suffering and what he's going through, the only reason he's doing that is because he loves us so much.
That's right.
Amen.
Amen.
When we go through this time of going through this Good Friday, where we remember Jesus dying on the cross, we have to hold on to each other tight, because it's not easy for us to admit it's because of us.
Amen.
That's right.
He had to suffer that way.
That's
it's
right.
Because of us that God had to give up his only son. Jesus had to die. He had to die, or we wouldn't have forgiveness. It was God's mercy, God's grace, his love for us, that is able to receive the forgiveness that we have to have. Kelly, what do you need?
Just
Leanne can't push you. She's got a hurt on her.
I understand.
You need help?
Well, don't be before.
What?
Why don't you wait till after church?
She said Dart will be here at 4.
She said Dart's going to be here at 4. Do you need to go to the restroom?
No, it's
been Kimmy, will you push Kelly?
I can do it, Kimmy.
Somebody.
Edwin. I forgot.
Listen, I want you to think about this week. I don't want you to take it lightly this week. It's not just another week. Kelly, will you please go? It's not going to be just another week. It's a time when we have to reflect on this week. And it's tough. I get it. It's tough to realize that Jesus had to die for us. It's tough for us to face that. That's what Christianity is about. That's what our faith is about. It's not a painless faith. We suffer because of our faith. Because Jesus suffered. When you think about it this Friday, you're doing your things. It should break your heart to think about what Jesus suffered that day.
Mm-hmm.
Break your heart. Then come back next Sunday. And then let's rejoice in what Easter means. But don't think you can go from Palm Sunday to Easter Sunday without suffering this week. If you care about Jesus, if you understand what he went through, you're going to care this week. And I hope that this week means something to you.
Amen.
Let's pray. Heavenly Father, as we come to you at this so special time, it is hard to talk about death. It's hard to talk about suffering and pain and agony. It's not an easy thing for us to do. We want to just overlook it. We just want to not look at it. We don't want to talk about it. We just want to go from celebration to celebration like this week never happened, but it did happen. And it happened to you, Jesus. And you chose to accept this faith, to die on a cross. Could have been so many things that you could have done different, Father. But then we would have not been able to have eternal life. We would not have forgiveness of sin. And it should break our hearts, Father, to think about how we just don't even think about you sometimes. You think about us all the time. But sometimes we don't even think about you. We just put you on a shelf, and every once in a while on Sundays we'll bring you off the shelf, dust you off a little bit, and tell you how much we love you, but we don't show it during the week. Father, I pray that we would change that this week, that we will remember what happened this week. God, you are so merciful, so forgiving, so kind, so gracious. Father, may we have more of those things to attribute to our life, that people will say to us, you're a kind person. You're a forgiving person. You're an understanding person. Mm-hmm. You're a loving person. And that there's nothing there you wouldn't do for somebody if they needed it to be done. Father, I just thank you that you are that kind of God. We want to be that kind of people. Father, bless the people here today. Help them get through this week. We're going to need your help getting through this week. But Father, you will help us do it, and we'll be better off for it.
Mm-hmm.
Father, bless you. We love you. We cannot express our gratitude for you, Father, but we're going to die trying. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Whatever it is you need to do today, we're going to have an invitation.